The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I just don't know what we have to do to make these government interlopers happy. They tell us to make a safer cigarette. We do it, and then suddenly, that's not good enough. This morning, I got a call from our competitors at Brown and Williamson, and they're getting sued by the federal government because of the health claims they made.
Yeah, we're aware of that, Mr. Garner. But you have to realize that through manipulation of the mass media, the public is under the impression that your cigarettes are linked to certain fatal diseases.
Manipulation of the media? Hell, that's what I pay you for. Our product is fine. I smoke them myself.
My granddad smoked them. Mm-hmm. He died at 95 years old. He was hit by a truck.
I understand. But our hands are tied. We're no longer allowed to advertise that Lucky Strikes are safe.
The Federal Trade Commission and Reader's Digest have done you a favor. They've let you know that any ad that brings up the concept of cigarettes and health together, it's just going to make people think of cancer. If you can't make those health claims, neither can your competitors. This is the greatest advertising opportunity since the invention of cereal.
That's a clip from the series Mad Men, set in an era when the US government was beginning at last to warn about the health risks from smoking. But it appears that smoking, which has long had an image problem associated with addiction and ill health, is making something of a comeback among younger people here. For some, cigarettes are once again being seen as fashionable, even sexy, with social media, celebrity culture and peer behaviour all playing a part. Some of the world's most famous celebrities like Paul Mescal and Charlie XCX are often photographed with a cigarette in view. So we asked three young people to give us their perspective on why smoking seems to be making something of a comeback and why all the progress made in an effort to eradicate smoking from our society appears to have taken a backward step.
I remember the first one I had. I had never smoked and I was in college, and some people again would have cheeky smokes, and I didn't even know how to like inhale. So I never took one because I was embarrassed. I was like, I actually don't even know how to smoke it. Cigarettes you have to get used to. You wake up the next day if you've smoked on a night out, and maybe it's just me, but like the taste is still there. Vapes, you don't really have that, so I don't think it is as stigmatized, but I could be wrong with that.
I think smoking has had a little bit of a rehabilitation of its image. I think maybe 10 years ago or so, you wouldn't see the likes of celebrities openly smoking, either in paparazzi photos, or we saw this infamous photo now of Conor Storey, Charlie XCX and Madonna sitting at the side of a fashion show of the spring summer collection, and Madonna is smoking, and it did look quite cool. I think people are openly smoking more, and cool people are openly smoking, which makes people think it's cool. And it's so weird. Now, we know all the health risks of it. We've known this information for generations at this stage. We don't have the excuse that like my grandparents would have had of smoking is safe. But I do think it has had a bit of a rehabilitation of its image. And you see it cropping up more in movies and TV shows, less as part of the plot or even a huge part of a particular character, more just generally.
So when I started smoking, and there were a gang of us who all kind of started around about the same time. Now look, when we started smoking, we didn't know how to inhale cigarettes properly or whatever. We just wanted to look cool. But then obviously as time went on, we then were hanging around with older teenage boys, as is the case, they would have smoked. And then we were worried that we looked pathetic because we didn't know how to inhale. So then we kind of fell more into the trap of wanting to smoke to impress these older boys, which, when you look back on it, is probably a bit stupid, but as a teenage girl, it is, you know. I find that smoking, it has become cool again in recent months, but I'm very aware that I don't want to promote smoking. I do not want people to go, oh, and think it's cool. So I'm very reluctant, and I don't really like when I see celebrities now smoking in music videos to be cool, because this had gone for so long. It's kind of like why they removed smoking from Love Island, which is a huge show with younger audience. They don't want to promote it, and I'm very conscious of not wanting to do that. But then you do see the likes of Charlie XCX and Dua Lipa. Now, she's not doing it in music videos, but she has popped a lot and she's smoking, and you look at them and you go, oh my god, they're so cool. But like, why does that make them cool? Is it a Hollywood archive? Because it goes back to even James Dean, where they were smoking and people just thought it was cool. So It's a strange one.
I mean, we've been told for our whole lives that the world is burning, so why not just light up a cigarette every now and then? There is this youthful exuberance and this rejection of any sense of mortality, and I think every generation has that. But I think it's more so now because it does feel like there's so much chaos around us all the time. I think people, some people anyway, maybe care a bit less. Maybe, you know, it is so, we do feel so existential all the time. There are so many problems, that there is all of these crises that are constantly surrounding us. I think people maybe throw caution to the wind a little bit more than they perhaps used to even 10 years ago, when things felt a little bit more stable in the world. I'm talking pre-COVID, pre-Brexit, pre-Trump.
Especially now with social media being so pervasive in young people's lives, if they're seeing that constantly, they're quite used to being fed that kind of information. But as well, I think it goes in cycles. Like, first it was cigarettes, then it went to vapes. We're probably seeing the cigarette come back around again. Now that everyone vapes, cigarettes now the like new and cool thing to do. And they're now a new generation that maybe don't have older siblings or don't remember these whole like campaigns against smoking.
I mean, I think if sexy people are smoking, that can enhance their attractiveness. I mean, I would know a lot of people that would say it is attractive, for example, when, you know, when a man is smoking, you know, they would actually, it's sometimes it's less. I think a few years ago it would have been considered very unattractive if you were going on a date and they went outside for a cigarette. Whereas now I think it's about the aesthetic as much as it's about the smoking. It's a trend in a way.
Like, sometimes if you're sitting somewhere, you're smoking one hand, you feel cool, maybe you feel sexy, but I think only visually, because I'm sure so many people who listen, like, you've been in a room with a smoker, you're a smoker yourself, someone in your family, and if you smoke so often, your clothes reek of it, your breath might reek of it. So I think visually, yes, it can look quite sexy and cool, but I think in reality, it can still be a bit off-putting.
A bit off-putting, some of young people's reflections on the return to smoking of many. Between 2015 and 2025, the number of young people vaping or using tobacco products increased by 10%, and that's a bit of a conundrum. Well, joining me now to talk about this is Assistant Professor in Marketing at Trinity College in Dublin, Stephen Murphy. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you explain it, please, why more people are smoking? And it's not just the women, by the way. I canvassed some of my colleagues, younger colleagues in News Talk, males, and they inform me that many of their friends, their peer group, do smoke.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one to explain. I mean, I think from the outset, it's like nobody really gets into smoking for rational reasons. You know, if you have your first cigarette, I think it's something, you know, nobody enjoys it. You've got to labor through it, and you kind of have to practice to like end up enjoying smoking. And I think maybe what that signals is that there's something here going on that's about more than about the kind of the rational or just the enjoyment of cigarettes. And I think that pushes us in the direction of what a lot of the young people were talking about there in that clip, that cigarettes kind of carry a deep symbolism, and that people are using that as a form of self-expression. And I think that's something in today's consumer culture, the idea that we don't consume for rational reasons, but we consume to express ourselves. That's where I think we can start to understand what's happening here and why we have to think about the symbolism of the cigarette and what it represents in this specific moment in time.
Now, the question of the industry itself, big tobacco, talking to people to persuade them to smoke, we can talk about what might be happening in the modern era. But back in the day, there was a time when it was absolutely taboo for women to smoke. How did the industry get the fag into the woman's hand?
Well, yeah, it's a really interesting example, Pat. I think initially they understood that there was this taboo against women smoking, and they wanted to understand what that was about. And so the tobacco industry, they hired a guy called Edward Bernays, who interestingly was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. And he hired a psychoanalyst called A.A. Brill, who did some in-depth psychoanalytic style interviews with housewives. And through those interviews, he understood that women saw the cigarette as a symbol of male power and male domination. And as a consequence of that, he understood if we can get women to see the cigarette as a way of kind of pushing back against that. So in a sense, encouraging them to smoke as a way of pushing back against male domination. They knew that they could break that taboo. And what they did was they hired some debutantes to appear at an Easter rally, and they coordinated this moment where all of the suffragettes pulled out a cigarette at the same time, lit up the cigarettes, and they had tipped the newspapers to turn up and to take photographs. And the they had fed the newspapers the line, "These are torches of freedom." So there was this kind of idea, I suppose, that they were resistant, it was rebellious, it was a pushback against male power, and it was the perfect moment in time when the suffragettes were fighting for the vote and kind of women's rights in general. And well, I suppose what we saw in that moment was this meaning has nothing to do with cigarettes. If we think about, you know, cigarettes, they're addictive, we get enslaved by them, but yet through these kind of marketing style techniques, we're able to change it into a symbol that represents liberation or rebellion.
Now, one of my listeners suggests that these days smoking appears in television and in the movies because production companies will sell their souls to the cigarette industry who fund their productions if they feature people smoking. This is called product placement, but I think that's illegal. I don't think you can place cigarettes in that way anymore.
Yes, I think that's true. And I don't necessarily think it's the case at the moment that the cigarette industry are paying for these kind of product placements. In a sense, they don't have to, because where we're seeing a lot of this happening is on social media. And I think some of the people in the voice clip, they recognize that it's that we're seeing the performance of this ritual on social media. And that's a space where, in a sense, consumers or influencers are doing the work of the tobacco industry for them for free, in a sense of they're bringing back this aesthetic, they're bringing it to the fore, they're bringing it back into people's minds, and in a sense it's making it cool and sexy again.
On that note, Stephen Murphy, Assistant Professor in Marketing at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.